With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. After a successful winter season, the seasonal care clinic at the hospital in Chatham could be back next year. Kane Sooney, who is the vice president of clinic programs and operations at the Chatham Kent Health Alliance, says officials are open to trying it again, but with an improved model.
I think we can agree at this point, given what we've seen, that it's been a successful experiment, we'll call it, and something that we would certainly seek to try to modify and improve on for next year.
Sooney says its hours of operation, along with several other factors, will be reviewed before a decision is made. Over 1,600 patients went through the clinic between November and March. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is criticizing the latest increase to the federal carbon tax. It went up yesterday along with associated rebates. While speaking with reporters near Newmarket this morning, Ford didn't mince words.
Folks, let's cut to the chase. This carbon tax has to go, or in a year and a half, the Prime Minister is going.
Ford also listed several agricultural organizations affected by the increase. Meanwhile, the federal government continues to tout details of the upcoming budget set to be tabled on the 16th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced today that the document will include a $6 billion infrastructure fund to support home building, as well as a $400 million top-up to the Housing Accelerator Fund. But the funding includes some strings for provinces and territories, like adopting the recently announced Renters' Bill of Rights, which would create a national standard lease agreement and require landlords to disclose previous rent prices. The nearby town of Essex will consider a ban on intentional balloon releases. Councillor Kim Bierbeck says it's just bad for the environment.
They create ugly litter, but they also end up in our waterways. They're wreaking havoc within our lakes and our oceans. They harm livestock, domestic animals, wildlife, birds, critters of the water with entanglement, and also they ingest it.
Cities on both sides of the border already have bans in place. And comedian Joe Flaherty has died at the age of 82 after a brief illness. He was best known for starring alongside John Candy and Catherine O'Hara in the Canadian sketch series CSTV. In sports, the Tigers visit the Mets. The Blue Jays try to shake off last night's no-hitter in Houston. No Maple Leafs or Red Wings in the NHL tonight, but a couple Canadian teams are in action. The Montreal Canadiens host the Florida Panthers. The Ottawa Senators are in Minnesota. On the court, the Raptors welcome in the Lakers. Now for the forecast, showers with the risk of a thunderstorm tonight, windy and down to 5 before rising to 12 tomorrow. Cloudy with showers or drizzle tomorrow, the temperature falling to 5, cloudy and 0 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.